Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, NBA agent, sports agent from Edge Sports International, Keith Kreider, joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Keith, really appreciate the time on a day like today where a man in the NBA who is a pillar in the NBA goes down with such a devastating injury last night in Game 5 of the Finals.
Unbelievable, right? So tragic.
And
he'll be good.
And
he'll come back.
How tough is it, Keith, being in the standpoint of the advisory role when a player desperately wants to play in a situation and in a game of that type of a magnitude?
Well, I think, you know, given that it was a deciding game and being the warrior he is, pun intended, I don't think he had a choice, right? I mean, he could have sat that one out, but, you know, he wanted to, be what he is and just come in and save the day. So I don't blame him. It's a tough decision. A lot of people were saying that maybe he should have sat out and waited for next year, but how do you do that to your teammates? I mean, if you feel like you can go, especially if you're clear, I think you go, especially his character.
Okay, but there's another part of it here. So when you get to a situation like this where the player really wants to play, and let's say the doctor's like, nah, I'm not really so sure about this, the player's going to get his way at the end of the day, and the organization is never going to out the player and say, well, our doctors really weren't so sure about this, but he forced his way onto the court, because there's no way to really stop him from playing if he wants to play.
Well, the only way to stop him is to make sure the doctor doesn't clear him, right? Or what you have to do is just take the doctor at his word. If he feels pretty queasy, then you have to say to the player, listen, you know, I just don't know about this. I mean, it's a big risk. I mean, you're talking about potentially an Achilles injury, especially because we all thought it was the calf. We thought potentially it was the Achilles the first time around, but we all know it's kind of, you know, all connected. And, you know, for him to kind of go out and take that chance, he really only would do that if the doctor felt really good about it. If he was queasy, then it's tough, especially if he's like, no, man, I don't care, I'm going. But, I think in an advisory role, you have to say, depending on who the player is, if it's someone like Kevin, and even if he does, God forbid, get injured, you know he's going to max out regardless. If it was more of a middle-of-the-road player, a mid-level guy or a minimum guy, you'd have to be very, very careful because that could cost his career and cost him a lot of dough.
We don't know the inner workings of this, but I'm assuming that they said to Kevin, listen, you can't hurt it any more than you've already have, but apparently that's not true. I mean, I just don't know the information that Kevin got in order for him to go out, because this Achilles injury, guys, in any sport, is tough to come back from. And
of course,
so
you
putting your career on the line doing that. I mean, I don't understand how they were talking to him or how that shook out.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, I don't have that information. I could only guess, like all of us. But it's very possible the doctor said, listen, I can clear you, but just know the risks that are involved. I can't promise you that this thing won't blow out. I mean, it's possible they had that conversation, or the doctor could have just said, you know, I feel like you're ready to go, and then no one expected this, which I find a little bit unlikely.
I do, too.
Obviously, we all know it's a little bit of a risk, but I don't blame the guy. He's a freaking warrior. I mean, the guy just, he knew everything was on the line, and he's a champion, and, you know, this is part of his legacy, right? So, okay, he got hurt. I mean, it is what it is. You know, life is about risks.
Tom and Keith Kreider of Edge Sports International here on the Wendy's Big Show on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's take it to the next step now. We're all still waiting to find out how bad of an injury this is. Everybody seemingly thinks it's an Achilles, and if that's the case, it could be a 12-month type recovery process, which then eliminates him from all of next season. And we've been going over the options a little bit earlier in the show. He's got that player option for about $29 million, and then wait one more year to go into free agency. He can still opt for free agency, and then essentially lose the first year of wherever he signs with. The second year will be him trying to come back, which won't be 100% Durant. He won't get 100% Durant until he's 34 in his third year at that point with whatever team signs him. If you were representing Durant, what would you advise?
Wherever he's happy, because obviously if he doesn't opt in and he becomes a free agent, who in their right mind wouldn't want to sign him? Everybody's going to sign him to a max. So if he's really happy in Golden State, that's where you stay. And he might just want to ride off into the sunset there. And I can, and that's very conceivable. But if he feels like, you know what, I've done what I, you know, all that I can do here. I want a change of pace. I want a different scenery. I love New York. I'm from the East Coast. That's where I want to be. Then, you know, you bless wherever he's happy, right? Because you know you're going to get a top dollar. No one's going to give him less than the max regardless.
And Keith, in that same vein, when he is rehabbing in this situation, what is the contractual circumstances usually? And I know you don't have the insight on that exact situation, those exact negotiations, but are there somewhere he could be able to rehab in an off location with doctors that he knows, his own medical team, not necessarily the team that he would go and sign with?
Yeah, sure. I mean, as long as if he's assigned to the Warriors, they're obviously going to have wonderful people that could work with him, and you know they'll manage all that. But if he's, you know, if he hasn't signed yet, he would work with his own people, and I would imagine the Warriors would still want to be involved, still approve it. But you know, this is all high end. I'm sure he would be with the best in the world, regardless.
How much does that this affect everybody else around Kevin Durant now? Let's say it is the New York Knicks that he goes to, and you know they got two max slots, but now. Okay, Kevin may not be right until year three of this deal. I would assume that's going to impact guys wanting to play with him.
100%. Did you guys see the cover of the Daily News today in New York?
No.
That the Knicks lost. It's that the Knicks lost Game 5 with a picture of Kevin Durant.
Oh,
he was sitting there grabbing his ankle. Yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't know if I necessarily agree with. I mean, I think they're still going to be all in on the guy. But where you guys have a point is like, how does that affect Kyrie? How does that affect Kemba? How does it affect everybody wants to win next year, right? I mean, they're going to have to wait a couple of years. So it'll be very interesting to see how all that plays out.
That's why I think he stays in Golden State.
Very possible. Because I would agree with that. I think there's a very strong chance of that.
Because they can give him the most money anyway. I mean, then you still have an opportunity. You still have a chance to still win another championship with that team if it stays together.
Yeah, no doubt. Nate, Keith, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's a very good point because the incumbent – can sign you for 5 years. The new club can only sign you for four. And the difference, the spread between the two deals, the totality is probably $50 or $60 million. It's a significant amount of money. Although he's done so well, I don't even think it's about money at this point, guys. I think it's about happiness.
Well, it is. Well, it is and it isn't. It is in terms of I may not never play again or I may not be the guy that I used to be and I still can earn some money on the way out. I mean, we've seen his injuries. We know what it's been like for other guys coming off these injuries. They just never really the same. Now, in his defense, he's hasn't really been, I would say, an athletic freak where, let's say, like Michael Jordan or someone like that. I mean, he's more like a jump shooter, so that may be a little easier. But I still think it's going to be tough to come back from.
No, there's no question. I mean, you look at everybody who's gone through it, whether it be Brandon Jennings or Kobe or whomever.
Right.
I mean, John Wall's done a pretty good job.
Hey, done with Keith Kreider of Edge Sports International, representing a bunch of different NBA players across the landscape and has for a number of years. And you got Deontay Burton, a local kid here in Milwaukee, right?
Deontay's the best. His story is so remarkable. He just signed. He can go from a two-way to a three-year full NBA deal. He's doing so well. Very proud of him.
That's incredible stuff. Keith, when you are in one of these situations where you're advising a player, not necessarily Kevin Durant, but also let's look at another Milwaukee kid in Kevon Looney last night, where they tell you this is a structural injury that you can't harm yourself anymore, but this is going to be play through pain, where he is looking at a money deal. How much of that conversation do you get involved with?
Oh, boy, that's a completely different conversation, right? Because I believe he's hitting free agency, isn't he?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, there's a ton of at stake with that. But, you know, I think you're all just focused on winning a championship, so I would totally understand if he says, I'm not worried about that right now. I just want to help out my teammates and go for the gold and, you know, do my thing. I get that. I completely do. But if he says, let's talk about risk-reward, you have to have that conversation. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, when it comes to this level, you got to worry about winning first. You do. And especially when you're in a contract year like this, I would hope his advisors have him under an insurance policy so you can make that decision with some conviction, knowing that, God forbid, you've got a policy that pays off anyway, you're set for life.
That's the kind of information we're looking for. Keith Kreider from Edge Sports International. Keith, really appreciate the time and the insight on this situation, man. We'll talk soon on the Big Show.
My pleasure, guys. It's Talk to you soon.
Thank you. That's Keith Kreider joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019? Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.